side in bright whines, as though from the momentum of its run. The front was broken by a line of French windows, glowing now with reflected gold and wide open to warm, windy afternoon. And Tom Buchanan, in riding clothes, was standing with his legs apart on the front porch. He had changed since his New Haven days. Now, he was a sturdy, straw-haired man of 30, and with a rather hard mouth and supercilious manner. Two shining, arrogant eyes had established dominance over his face and gave him the appearance of always leaning aggressively forward. Not even the effeminate... Oh my god, fuck that word. He seemed to feel those glistening boots until he strained the top lace.